Bishop Peter, and welcome again to Tough Truth. I will indeed be much obliged if you will subscribe by clicking on the red subscribe button below. Do click it right now so you don't neglect to do it later, and help share our videos a lot. Well, today it's Honor Thy Father and Mother, part number 71, Exodus 20 and 12. Honor Thy Father and Thy Mother. Well, today I'm continuing speaking on annoying parents. Not only do parents have the inherent power and obligation to control their household, but a divine injunction to, one, manifest themselves righteously, and secondly, to be an archetype of rectitude to their children rather than being interminably negatively annoying. Colossians 3 and 21. Fathers, provoke not your children to anger, lest they be discouraged. Well, what unfortunately eludes the theater of an annoying parent's bankrupt imagination is that a failure to be sufficiently competent in these regards will, one, cost you the honor, veneration, and complete subservience of your children. Number two, you will have rebellious children. But of course, number three, your children will have a lack of trust in your judgment. Number four, how do I characterize this? Your kids are likely to be inundated with the oddest feeling that your lives will be incredibly better without your interference, of course. Number five, you will frequently be at an impasse with your children. And number six, you will unwittingly be depicting yourself as someone who has an impaired relationship with reality. How disgraceful. Well, Ecclesiastes chapter 10 and 3 says, yea, also, when he that is a fool walketh by the way, his wisdom faileth him, and he saith to everyone that he is a fool. Well, there you have it. Well, until next time, here's your friend, partner, Bishop Peter, saying, let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. You fear God and you keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of men.